Palestinian civilians. American employers grew their payrolls by 199,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7%. More details, srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. For each caller today, if you desire to have the book, Is Islam Tolerant? 25 chapters. Is Islam Tolerant? It covers just about every category and every area that you would want to understand about Islam. For example, I'm looking at the table of contents. Islam and Allah, Islam and the Quran, Islam and abrogation. Now, abrogation is a word you don't hear that often, but basically what it says, when you got surahs going from, say, Surah 3, 4, 5 up to Surah 9, you find in the Quran where they would have additional surahs or chapter and verses that would abrogate, nullify the previous ones. This is the reason, if you talk with many of the so-called Islamic scholars, they say, well, no, the Quran doesn't say that, it says this. But then if you don't understand abrogation, you don't understand the fact that one Quran, one surah, can outdate, or if you please, cancel a previous surah. We don't have that in the Bible. We don't have that in the Word of God, so therefore you can't say, well, the Old Testament is canceled because of the New Testament, but it's something similar to that in the Quran as to their thinking and their motivation. So you see, Islam and the Holy Bible. We'll talk about that in a minute. What's the difference between the Quran and the Holy Bible? What does Islam say? Islam and deception. The Quran teaches that a Muslim can lie to you if it will cause you to believe what they're saying and follow their way of thinking. Another chapter is called Islam, Muhammad and the Sinner. Muhammad admitted he was a sinner. He confessed it to Allah. Had he confessed it to the creator, controller, God of the universe, it might be a different end result of the story. We'll talk about also today Islam and Jesus. What does Islam believe about Jesus? Ladies and gentlemen, these points are important because if we don't understand who Jesus Christ is based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, you won't understand why Islam is so horrific and so dangerous. Islam and the crucifixion. Islam says that Jesus wasn't really crucified, that the Christians got a lookalike to be crucified so that they could claim that Jesus Christ died on the cross. But Jesus never died on the cross, according to the Quran, according to Islamic belief. Islam in salvation, Islam in hell. Islam believes that if a Muslim goes to hell, that as soon as hell is filled, that the Islamics will be released from hell. And each time a martyrdom takes place where they kill a Jew or a Christian, then that person is released from hell, goes to paradise with 72 virgins. Islam and the sword, Islam and women, Islam and polygamy, Islam and human rights, Islam and tolerance, and I could go on and on and on. Islam and Christian friends. In fact, on page 257 and following in my book, Islam and Christian Friends, the Muslim is admonished not to make friends with a Jew or a Christian. Did you know that?
My.
Most Christians do not know that. Most conservatives do not know that. And yet somehow, some way, there's the mindset that we need to embrace what they say and not what they do. And somehow, some way, in fact, we'll take our caller in just a moment. I've had those that will say, well, you know, it's strange that Muslims are so kind and so friendly, et cetera, et cetera. But they will not make a friend with a Jew or with a Christian because they're admonished that that's the enemy of Islam. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go ahead with the question, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, Dr. Davis, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Good I pray morning. That you good are.
Morning. Doing good. I just watched a video last night, and they were interviewing these children in the Gaza area, and they were asking them about Jewish people. And these children were between the ages of 8 and about 13, and they were asking them, they didn't ask them anything what they thought about Jewish people or Christians, but they asked them one question: what are you being taught in school? And that's all you got to do, just Google that. What are you being taught in school? Palestine, Gaza, and it should pop up. But I was partially surprised, but I was also shocked, because most of them had very anti-Semitic views there. When you hear a 9-year-old say that they're being taught to stab a Jewish person repeatedly until they're dead, yeah, that's not something that your average 9-year-old should, I don't remember thinking anything like that when I was 9. But if you bring your children up like that, that's what you're going to get. One of your callers remarked one time about a statement that Golda Meir said, and it was basically, once the Arabs love their children more than they hate the Jews, then we could have peace. So when I hear that statement being said from the 1970s and the Yom Kippur War after that, and it still holds true today, and you look at history, Yasser Arafat never accepted any of the accords or agreements that were proposed by Carter or any following administration. Mm-hmm. Any government that has been for the Gazans or the area of Gaza and the Palestinians, in particular the Oslo agreements, were rejected. The Israel moved Jewish and Israeli citizens out of that Gaza area and left the entire infrastructure. Instead of taking that infrastructure over, they destroyed it because it was made by Jews. Mm-hmm. It's on and on and on. You're talking about a culture of hatred that has been brought into them from a very young age, and you're not going to see any peace in that area until there's a change in the mindset of these Arabs, or Jordanians, to be honest with you, is what they are.
Well, Jim, as you know, and you and I have talked about this before, it's about a 4,000-year-old battle, and it's a battle between two brothers, Isaac and Ishmael. Isaac was the son of promise, according to the scripture, Israel today. And Ishmael was the illegitimate son between handmaid, i.e. Hagar. And when you look at the scripture in chapter 16 of Genesis, you'll find that the descendants of Ishmael would be a wild man. His hand would be against everybody, be hated of everyone. So that's what we're seeing today. It is simply the fulfillment of the Word of God. But yet the average Christian, the average conservative, the average patriot today does not understand, cannot fathom what is taking place. And therefore the thing, Jim, that is so sad to me and yet frightening is to see on a global basis the uprising of Islam. I believe Islam is in the position, I've read several articles, that Islam thinks they're still fighting the Crusades, that they're still fighting to gain control of the whole world. And multitudes today do not understand and recognize that's the ultimate goal, is to dominate the world. In fact, you go back in articles that I've studied and read and researched for some time now, supposedly the year 2023, isn't that where we are today? 2020, supposedly the year 2023 was the year that Islam is to stand up and dominate the globe. And we find that, you take France, I've read three articles this morning about what's happening in France. One dear Jewish lady went to her beauty shop to get her hair done, and the hairdresser said, "I'm sorry, can no longer help you." She said, "Why?" She said, "Because you're Jewish, and I stand for Palestine, therefore I will not do your hair." An Uber driver in France, when a person got in to be taken someplace, discovered he was Jewish, stopped his Uber car, put him out, and said, "I will not drive a Jewish person any place." We're finding a major, major, major increase in the, quote, intolerance and the danger of the major uprising on a global basis with Islam. And so, Jim, the question is, how do you enlighten people if they're going to simply believe the Communist Network news and what others say rather than what is the truth? How do we change that trajectory?
You're asking me, sir?
Yes.
Oh, my. To be honest with you, trying to reason with somebody that has their mindset on that kind of hatred is extremely difficult. I think you're almost better off shaking the dust off the bottom of your sandals and cloak and walking away, because they're going to believe what they've been indoctrinated to believe. And you could talk to them with love and kindness and expound the truth to them, but honestly, with the indoctrinations and the level of duplicity and the mindsets, it's a very, very large undertaking.
Yes. The bottom line is, Jim, and I'll make this statement and let you go. The bottom line is there won't be any peace until Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace,
Amen.
Returns.
Amen.
Then there'll be peace in the land, but it won't be until then. But, Jim, thank you so much for your call, for your input.
Gentlemen.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. I believe we have Joni on the line. Joni, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello. First, I want to thank you for everything you're doing, getting the word out. I have something on my mind that God will not let go, and that is those Islamists, that terrorists that are in this country, are here to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
What is the better time than during our Christmas holiday? What a statement they are going to make, and they are going to do it. And I want people to be aware. They are putting up Christmas decorations. They are making themselves targets, because these people are roaming our streets waiting for the word to do it.
Well, Johnny, one of the things that I've said, and I state that in my book, is Islam tolerant. And this is historically factual, that any city, any state, any nation that Islam ever enters, they will be dormant until there's between 2 and 6%. Now, that sounds like a minuscule number, but when they gain the population between 2 and 6%, they will rise up and demand control. For example, you look no further than Dearborn, Michigan. Look no further than what's happening in the state of Michigan. Look no further than what's happening in New York right now, New York City. Look no further than what's happening in Wisconsin. Look no further than what's happening in major portions of Germany and just about all of France today, where Islam is rising up and taking domination and control. I'm looking at an article that's about 15 pages in depth, and it's dated June 8th of 2023. It says, U.S. officials on jihad threat in 2023. U.S. officials warned that multifaceted threats from ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Islam in 2023, end quote. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when that it takes place.
It's going to be Christmas and the days leading up to it, because they want to kill us Christians. They hate our God. They hate Jesus. They hate us. And they're going to make a statement. And I want people to hear me instead of just looking at me like I'm from outer space when I say this.
Yes, I agree with you. Well, one of the points that I tried to make, and that's the purpose of today's broadcast in particular, for us to be able to express the fact that there is a lack, L-A-C-K, of knowledge in the world today, and especially among Christians.
Amen.
I believe it's bad enough for the Pastor Davis. It's bad enough for the non-Christian to not know. It's bad enough for the general public in its biblical ignorance not to know. But I think it's sad, 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 Johnny, that Christians are not knowledgeable of the Word of God to know how to defend the faith and recognize what is happening with this uprising in America and around the world. I am so thankful, though, for your call and for your stand. And all we can do is, you know, be the watchman on the wall, keep warning. People will listen. Some will listen and some may not. But keep warning, keep ringing the bell, keep screaming danger ahead, and God will use it to the degree that God would have it to be used today. Johnny, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much for your program. We love you, and we appreciate Jody, and we just heard that last caller that called in to, you have the right, the Second Amendment right to defend yourselves, and I encourage every man, woman, and child even, to get pepper spray, get a handgun, carry it with you, get the concealed weapons permit, defend yourself. Everybody defend yourself. That's your God-given right, because we know we're heading into troublous times, and I encourage everybody out there to arm themselves to the teeth, buy the guns, buy the pepper spray, and prepare and start patriotic groups. We need to start patriot grassroots movements, groups in this nation, patriotic grassroots activist movements to protest and to fight against this evil that's going on in our country. Also, there's too much apathy in the church. The church is completely apathetic. They're not progressive. They're not out there in the streets fighting. And another thing is that we need to put our people into politics. People that believe in Yeshua HaMashiach, not these false believers. You've got false believers that say, oh yeah, I believe in Yeshua, and they don't. We need to put hardcore people into positions of politics and power and authority that believe the way we do. And look, our Bible says the same thing. Exodus 22:18, thou shalt not suffer which to live. Leviticus 21-8, those who kill the babies, to kill them off. Thou shalt not suffer them to live. So, you know, God wants us to extinguish the evil in this world. He says it in this world, and Yeshua confirmed it by Matthew 5:17-19. Says, don't think that I come to destroy the laws of God. I didn't come to destroy, but to fulfill. Whoever does the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. So we are to keep the laws, God. We are to defend ourselves. And the Sixth Commandment says, thou shalt not murder, but you can kill the evil that comes against you. Thank you very much. God bless
you. Kevin, thank you so much for your call. Let me kind of tamp it down just a little. One of the things that we need to do as Christians, we need to pray, seek God's face, confess our sins, and ask Him to heal our land. God is perfectly able and capable of doing that. We need to be knowledgeable. We need to study. We need to understand what's happening in the culture around us. We need to recognize, number one, that it's sin. We need to recognize, number two, that it's as a result of the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. We need to recognize that the only hope and help that we have for this world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I'm an advocate for being prepared. I'm an advocate of self-defense. But we have also a recourse that we have, and that is through the civil government. And in the civil government, his slave servants to God. And you find in Romans 13th chapter, the first 7 verses, where the purpose of civil government is to punish evil and to protect good. And we find the civil government today is reverse of that. This is the reason you find people like Rashida Tlaib and AOC and others in the U.S. House of Representatives that's embracing the terrorist organization called Hamas. But Kevin, thank you so much for your call. Pastor Davis, I'm going to read one short paragraph. This article says, does the modern Israel have a biblical right to occupy Palestine? This article reads, there's no ambiguity in this matter. God made a binding perpetual covenant with the Hebrews, giving them eternal title to the Holy Land. That covenant was not broken by the Assyrians or the Babylonians' conquest and mass deportation from the land, nor was it broken by the Roman Empire's permanent enforced banishment of the Hebrews in AD 135 when they renamed it Palestine. No human power can rescind or nullify the title deed granted by God to the Jewish people. That's the position. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, before we take our next caller, what input would you like to state with that? What should we do? How should we respond? You heard Kevin. He's passionate about what he said. You heard the other callers. What are some of the things that you'd like to summarize in thought for us?
Well, let me speak to the pastors that may be listening, and
yes.
I hope that they are.
Yes.
You need to equip your people.
That's right.
You know, at the church. Basically, like you said, I mean, the proper way for them to guide the people or to be in prayer and to study the scriptures. Because the scripture commands us to study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Mm-hmm. So we need to know basically, again, God, God's word, and how to conduct ourselves as God's people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, like the other caller just said, we have constitutional rights, Second Amendment rights, that give us the right to defend ourselves. Let us make sure we understand that God does not condemn us for defending ourselves.
That's right.
That's a part of what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
If we go back even to the New Testament times, during the time that Jesus went out preaching the gospel, if we look at the whole makeup of the people that followed him, and I'm speaking about the disciples, they carried a sword.
Mm-hmm.
If it had not been so, we would not have seen in the scripture where Peter drew a sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant.
Right.
So then again, let's understand.
And Jesus himself said, if you got two garments, sell one and buy a sword. Why would he say that?
Amen. Amen. So let us know. Now, I mean, we need to be knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really happened, Dr. Youngblood, and it's really, sometimes it's hard to get a grip on.
Yes.
Our faith has been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Our government has been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Our borders have been compromised.
Yes.
And that's where we stand today.
That's right.
We have been compromised. And let me say this just to wrap everything up. It's really become an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be looking for things to happen from people outside of the country. Now it's happening
inside
by the people that's a part of this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inside job. So we need to be aware of what's going on.
Pastor, I'm looking at an article that was written and sent to me. And let me just read 2 paragraphs. Israel has been, and now the rest of the world is in conflict with Islam. From the time of Gideon fighting the Midianites and the Amalekites, who were Ishmaelites worshiping the moon god of sin and displaying the golden crescents from their camel's neck. In Judges 6, 7, and 8, God used Gideon and his 300 vigilant men to conquer 135,000 Arabic nomads called Ishmaelites, which are now called Muslims, who claimed the religion of Islam, which means submit. Their mantra and dictum from the Quran is to convert or die, that they have declared this century that they will take the world for Allah. who is not Jehovah God at all. Not the God of Christians and Jews, because Allah is the God of the night, the God of sin, who demands pain, blood, and suffering and death through his terrorist followers. It is still a fight of good versus evil, and today we've forgotten and erased history. Therefore, we're doomed to repeat it.
Yes.
I believe we have James on the line. James, go with the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, yes, thank you so much. Great show as usual. I couldn't let it go by and listening to it. Wonderful input, and I'm so glad that other pastors are reaching out and so forth. That gentleman, Kevin, that definitely was frustrated, and I can feel it in his voice and hear it. I agree. And there are, as you know, local organizations, and one that I represent, CDF, Citizens Defending Freedom, and they can email me at any time, james@cdf.org, or they can call me, whatever they want to do, 904-237-1068. We have meetings. We've got one coming up, and Jerry Holland, the new supervisor of elections, is our guest speaker at Jumpin' Jack's House of Food off of Belfort, and we can give you all that info. But it's a terrific group of people that love the Lord. It's a Christ-centered organization, 100%, and are kind of fond of this country and have found out ways to battle the enemy for election integrity, for following the money and finding out what the politicians are getting, this pay-for-play kind of stuff. And I've been on your show. I've been blessed to be on your show a couple times in the past, and I love any opportunity. But we do have a way to fight back, and it's not easy. I don't want to mislead anybody. It's not a lot. Not something you're going to go, wow, this is a blast. What great fun. It is hard work to go out and dig in. But is our country worth saving? You bet it is. And is it a battle I think we can win? I absolutely do think we can win it. The opportunity is that it's a small minority that are willing to stand up. And I, as one gentleman said, I blame the churches. I blame the churches. Mm-hmm. It's more and more the information is coming out about the hierarchy in some of the different churches and the Pope and this and that, about things that they're doing that have been circumventing what the truth and the love of God would have us be doing.
Absolutely. So, well, James, I'm glad you took time to call, and I am thankful for your organizations, Christians, Citizens Defending Freedom. And once again, and Jerry Holland, by the way, is a personal friend. He'll do a good job
in his
presentation, yes. So I commend that to our listeners. Give our listeners, again, a contact information for reaching you, because that's a good idea to get them involved in that which will point them in the right direction.
Yep. It's james@cdf.org. And then also they can call me, 904-237-1068. That's 904-237-1068. And I can run down and send them emails and forward them information, and they can get some hope.
Sounds good.
One of the coolest things is that biblical citizenship class that is free and is phenomenal. And it teaches you what the founding fathers really had in mind when they came here, and how they really prayed that it would unfold, and how we've been kind of lied to and had truths removed and replaced with lies.
That's right. That's the key problem, is getting our people educated to know. Therefore, if we have the knowledge, we know how to be on the wall. Warning, danger, danger, danger ahead. James, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up. Dr. Davis, I'm looking at my book on page 84. Islam rejects Jesus' sonship. The Quran denies Allah begets or takes to himself offspring in several places in the Quran. And then it goes, I can give you Quran, surah after surah after surah, where they